another question. During his own time, or you know, throughout the course of his life, did he become well respected, sort of by the Buddhist establishment, or was he more considered like a renegade and had relatively small groups of students and followers?
He was considered a bit of a, he was outside this, and stayed outside the sphere of the administration as much as he could. It's like, you know, he had a lot of respect. People respected him. He was held in awe. But then he was also, he's kind of a wild card because he didn't fall into any category. And he didn't make any effort to endear himself to the administration. He was spending time up in the north, and the administrative monks heard about that, and they wanted to do something to try to help people in the north. So they made him the abbot of a very well-known monastery, an ancient monastery in Chiang Mai. And he received word of that. He got notification when he was there, staying at that monastery. Next morning, day he left, he was gone. And then the head monk of the northeast of Thailand was really averse to him and the kind of the forest monk tradition, because he thought that they were wasting their time sitting around. You know, what are they doing? They're not doing anything valuable. They should be at least, you know, contributing to the education tradition system or something. So that they were that was part of the moving as well, was to keep out of the realm of the administrative system. And it wasn't until the monk who had the most kind of aversion to him, there was always a kind of a tension and conflict going on. It wasn't until he got old, and then one of Ajahn Mun's disciples went to teach him, and then he realized, I just wasted so much time. It was Ajahn Lee Dhammadharma who taught him and trained him in meditation and got him to meditate.